You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a doctorate in art history and a pretentious enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents could recite James Whitcomb Riley's Little Orphaned Annie. The answer song is a recurrent novelty in rock and rhythm. The concept of answering one song with another has its social equivalent in the Dozens humor popular in African American culture. Like Dozens humor, the answer song invariably involves a form of jesting whereupon one artist responds to another artist's lyric with a rebuttal or slight, yet often keeps the music the same, challenging, often jocular in tone. The answer song reached its apex in rock and rhythm in what is known as the Annie Saga, or as I call it, When Henry Met Annie. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's sonically examine the answer song craze in the context of the Annie Saga and make formal introductions to Annie and Henry from Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, The Royals, The Lamplighters, Danny Taylor, Etta James, The Champions, and Little Richard. In 1954, Henry, a.k.a. Hank Ballard, and his group The Royals, gathered in Cincinnati to record a risque song Hank wrote, influenced by the Dominoes' 60 Minute Man.
60 Minute Man, 60 Minute Man.
And likely inspired by Roy Brown's saga starter, Miss Fanny Brown.
Has anybody else seen Miss Fanny Brown?
As to how the harlot protagonist's name was derived has never been a consistent account, as are those that claim to have had a hand in the song's creation. What is known is Ballard could have hardly imagined what his oft-banned tune would spawn, Work With Me Annie.
Give me all let's get it while the getting is good.
So good, so good, so good, so good.
Almost immediately after Annie's release, there was a name change on the label. Out were the Royals and in were the Midnighters, a result of King Records avoiding confusion between the Royals and the newly signed and to that point more successful Five Royals. Name changes and banning aside, Ballard's Annie was a hit, and King decided to quickly follow up with the Midnighters' own answer song. And it was this record that would ironically give birth to the Annie answer song saga. Annie had a baby. Within 2 months after Baby, several answer records were released, of which the Midnighters contributed Annie's Aunt Fanny. As well as one from a group shrewdly called the Midnights. All the Annie hubbub led to lesser-known labels like Manhattan-based Bruce Records to cash in by having even lesser-known singer Danny Taylor record an answer to an answer with 1954's I'm the Father of Annie's Baby.
I'm the father of Annie's baby, and now I feel so proud. I'm the father of Annie's baby, and now I feel so proud. And anywhere I go, I'm gonna holler real loud. Ooh. Do you wanna know what my baby's name? Do you wanna know what my baby's name? Well, the name is Run Joe. If you wanna know, and I love my baby so. that doll, baby. Oh, yes. That's my baby. Annie, Annie. Oh, yeah. I'm the father.
King Records was keen to let other artists on the label get into the frenzy as the pre-hit-making Platters, fronted by Linda Hayes, added My Name Ain't Annie.
Well, my name ain't Annie, but I can work with you, man.
The Lamplighters never had a hit for King Records, but when Indianapolis native Thurston Harris went solo in 1957 with Little Bitty Pretty One, and the Lamplighters took to calling themselves the Sharps, and later the Rivingtons, did fame find them. But back in December of 1954, the Lamplighters cut either a contribution to the Annie saga or a blatant copy of it with Roll On. As 1954 closed, the Newtones' contribution, Annie Kick the Bucket,
Annie Kick the Bucket, oh, Annie Kick the Bucket,
called for the end of Annie, if it had not been for Henry. With the blessing of Ballard himself and the help of Johnny Otis, Etta James' answer, Roll With Me Henry,
you got to roll with me Henry,
all right baby,
roll
achieved greater popularity than Ballard's progenitor, so much so that Henry was quickly given a whitewash by Georgia Gibbs and hit number one. James returned fire with her answer to an Answers cover, 1955's Hey Henry.
You couldn't dance at all, but now you're on the ball, the way you Texas hop, the way you jump and rock.
talk to me, baby.
You're doing fine and real, the way you jump and rock.
All right.
When we do the boogie woogie, shake it all night long. When we do the boogie woogie, shake it all night long. Shake it, Henry, till the band goes on. Henry, oh Henry, love the way you jump and rock.
What choice did Ballard have but to roll while the rollin' is on? And so the Midnighters released what would be their last contribution to the Annie craze with 1955's, aptly titled, Henry's Got Flat Feet, Can't Dance No More.
Gets good. Ooh! Henry got flat feet. His dancing days are gone. Yeah. Henry got flat feet. His dancing days are gone. Every time he starts swinging, he has to stop while someone dances on his corn. Oh.
better than me.
Things grew oblique when cover specialists The Cadets released the obligatory Annie Met Henry in 1955.
Oh, Annie met Henry down the street. They got together with the greatest beat.
The crazy thing was the song was a cover of an obscure vocal group on the Tiny Chart label. Why The Cadets didn't simply come up with their own piece of the mosaic is unknown. Here's the original by The Champions.
They got together with the greatest beat. Annie and Henry sure looked neat. They danced all night with Henry's flat feet. Henry rolled, rolled, rolled.
Yeah,
and Annie rocked, rocked, rocked. Yeah, and Henry danced, danced, danced. Yeah. Oh, Annie looked at Henry with her big brown eyes. Henry looked at Annie and realized, oh, what a chance for the great romance. The only thing Henry could do was dance. And he rolled, rolled, rolled. Yeah, and he rocked, rocked, rocked. Yeah, and he danced, danced, danced. Yeah. Oh, Annie and Henry sure look cute. Henry all dressed in his new suit. When they dance, they sell no space. When they dance, you know they set the pace. Henry rolled, rolled, rolled.
We'll keep rolling.
Yeah, and he rocked, rocked, rocked.
Time was close for a bigger romance.
For the rest of my life. And they roll, roll, roll.
Keep rolling.
And they rock, rock, rock. Yeah, and they dance, dance.
We'll keep dancing. That's the story of a bigger romance.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and John Kendricks. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. After 1955, Annie and Henry parted ways, with Annie making occasional appearances in songs by the Jodamars and even Buddy Holly.
Well, if you see old Annie, better give her a lift, 'cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift.
But Annie had a knack for bouncing back, and it would be none other than Little Richard 10 years after her 1954 debut to proclaim Annie's return, just as Richard was doing the same. Annie is back.
Well, it's Friday evening about 5:30. Now, wait a minute here, I can't believe my eyes. I looked up yonder by the railroad track. There goes Annie in a new Cadillac. And it's back, back, back in a brand new Cadillac. And it's back, back, back in a brand new Cadillac. Now she's looking good. Now she knows how to act. She said, Henry was my study dad, but she put me down when